This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sun is shining, beautiful lakes country, winding roads, small towns, no pressure. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. We're in Henning, Minnesota, and Henning, Minnesota is in the Wadena, Alexandria, I'm sorry, more Fergus probably than Alexandria, but kind of in that quadrant, right, in that triangle between the Wadena, Alex, Fergus Falls area. A beautiful little community. We're in the Landmark Center in Henning, which has a bunch of history to it. It was built as a doctor's home and then later an actual facility, a medical facility, the doctor's office. And there's some, you know, places where the doctors would live. This is, of course, way back in the 1900s, but very neat little community, and we are here because it is the home base, this location, the Landmark Center, for the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. So Jared Mason and Bill Sorensen and Emily Walter and all of the crew here, they're staying in the same little like dorm rooms that the doctors did. Job Christensen as well, and Chad Willow and all of them. And they're basing out of here for, you know, I think four nights. That they're staying here because they have 9 shows and 11 venues remaining on the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. And I love this show so much. I've heard so many great things from people that have gone that I just wanted to make sure you have every opportunity to know where these shows are. Take them in. Most of them have been sold out, so you've been listening. I mean, there's been, 15 communities in North Dakota, 1 in Montana, 6 in Minnesota, 2 in South Dakota on this. Tickets are $30 is all. And you get it at Medora.com. So tonight the show is in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Already sold out in Fergus Falls on the 21st. So for folks in Fergus Falls, you might want to come up to Detroit Lakes or, you know, wherever you come. But because tickets are still available for the show tonight, it'll take place in Detroit Lakes. Andrea tomorrow night. And then it's here in Henning on Sunday at 4 o'clock. And Wahpeton on Monday, Jamestown Tuesday, Wednesday, Bismarck, 3 and 7:30, back to the Bell, Valley City on the 20th, Fergus Falls on the 21st, and then down to the Twin Cities, Bloomington, on the 22nd. So tickets are available locally, like at Hugo's in Jamestown, for instance, Wahpeton and Econo Foods, here at the First National Bank, Eldon's Food Fair in Alexandria, Historic Holmes Theater in Detroit Lakes, but you can also get them at Medora.com, but that's why we're here. We're going to just kind of, I don't want to be part of the cast and crew. Maybe, Todd, it's me revealing that I really yearn for something like this. I want to be on that stage. I don't know what I would do because I have no musical talent whatsoever. But,
Well, maybe I could mentor the next Bill Sorensen.
Right. Tell a joke or two. Like Bill does, right? A little magic or whatever. But it's just, if you watch TV, if you look at the lion's share of games kids play, the apps that are out there, there's a lot of trash out there. And by trash, I don't just mean something of a, sexual nature or something that would be inappropriate. I just mean how does it improve your life? How is there any kind of a life lesson in it? Where is any character building in it, right? I get you might laugh at a couple lines, whatever, and I believe humor is extremely important to the health of everyone. So whatever you laugh at, is good. But I just think a show like this is so wholesome, so much a return really to our past and how we were entertained, and a neat opportunity for you to take it in. So that's why I get excited about it and came down here to hang out with the crew. Bill Sorensen will join us. Job Christensen will join us. Job's been on Broadway. Jared Mason's been on Broadway. Queen of the West. Emily Walter, anybody seen her knows how talented she is. These folks are just, they're doing a lot. They really are. And Bill Sorensen, just a world-class guy and promoter and everything else. So anyway, that's why we're here today. We'll be talking to them as we go throughout the program, just a little bit about the tour and life on the road and all the things that they're doing. So stick around for a little bit of that today on the program. Also, when I turned the corner on exit 57 I-94 at Fergus Falls today, I hit Highway 210 and come east into Hanning and Vining. And by the way, have you ever been to Vining, Todd? You're a Minnesota boy. Anybody been to Vining?
I don't think I have. If I have, it's been a while.
Kevin probably has, since he's a Lakes Country kind of guy. But he's not hooked up with us today because I'm on the road. But
I guess I'm more southern Minnesota than northern. So, but anyway.
Yeah, down there in the Twin Cities. I'm a little perplexed about the sculptures I saw in Vining. I need to know if there's any Vining peeps out there. If you can explain, you know, why a statue of someone having a stubbed toe would be considered, you know, art.
Probably a story to it, but it's certainly not self-explanatory, is it?
No, so I want to know. Tell me what the heck that's all about. I'll send you a picture, Todd. I didn't have time to stop there on the way here, but I'm like, stubbed toe? What? Are you kidding me? What is
it? Gotta admit, it got you talking, right? It's a conversation
piece.
That's
true. Yeah. The home of the stubbed toe. There was probably a dozen or more of the statues there. So
Imagine being that high school, home of the fighting stubbed toes.
But I am always amazed that when you come to Lakes Country, how, you know, you just feel all that sort of rat race lift off your shoulders. You know, the rat race of the everyday life. It's, you know, there's something very special about lake life, and it's really neat. These small, fun little communities and neat little lakes. And I've spent a lot of years on them in Owasco when I was younger, and in the Detroit Lakes area after I moved to Grand Forks in 01. So I'm Union Lake with my in-laws, and I like the lakes, but it's just, even in the wintertime, you take that corner and you see the lake, and you just see all the trees, and it just is, it's nice. If you haven't experienced it, try it. Just find a lake. Find a, you know, a little quiet corner wherever you are, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, whatever, because it's good for the soul. There's no doubt.
Uh-oh.
That's newsworthy. In North Dakota, a new bison coach is a big deal. Why? Uh-oh, Todd.
Oh, we lost you for a little bit there. And, of course, right about the time I think, oh, we lost Scott, then all of a sudden Scott was back. So, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. But I said, we have a new bison coach, and you went, uh-oh. So I was like, well, do you know something about the new coach?
You may have said that. None of us heard it. No, we're not uh-oh-ing about the coach at all. Okay. That's a good thing.
Couple of things in the news that I was going to chat about, and one of them is there is a new Bison coach. The Bison chose to select, like they did when Craig Bohl left, the defensive coordinator. You know, when Bohl left, that was Chris Kleiman. So Chris Kleiman comes in, and what does he do? Wins national championships, wins games, continues the momentum. So it would make some sense, I guess, to say, let's just stay with a formula that works for us. Players are thrilled. Guy's name is Matt Entz. My understanding is very well liked by a number of folks. The offensive coordinator was up for the job as well. He's thought to be leaving to go with Chris Kleiman, but that's news. In North Dakota, when there's a new Bison football coach, it's news. So I can't imagine we have any controversy here. You know, people say, I should hire Lou Holtz. You know, but I just thought I'd throw it out if there's any thoughts on that. This is kind of obvious. The next news note I'm going to bring up. But I'm more concerned about what we do about it because it's really the swamp at work. So some people have been doing some digging and finding Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama and Hillary and Nancy Pelosi talking about illegal immigration, talking about the need to have better border security, right? Donald Trump is elected president. An issue of building the wall, very central to his election and to his campaign. Now trying to get, for this year, $5 billion to continue the rollout of it, and Democrats are opposed to it. Wait a minute. I thought they were for border security. No, they're only for border security. They're only for the wall when he is not the president, when he's not in favor of it. So basically, they're against the wall for one reason. Donald Trump's for it. Anybody want to dispute me on that? They are against it because he is for it. What lies in the balance? Sanctuary cities and things that are done there? The danger of illegal immigrants coming in here? So we can't just go, oh, this is frustrating. He's for it, so they're against it. Darn it anyway. It's how the swamp works, first of all, folks. It's all you need to know right there. It's how the swamp works. Okay? First and foremost. They can't get him a victory on it because it was a major campaign promise. It'll be a win for him. They don't want him to have a win. Meanwhile, what happens? More illegal immigration. More people crossing the border illegally. What do you do about that? How do you address that?
Like us.
We want to protect ourselves.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments is about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Well, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Well, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father,
blessed angel came.
800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends from the Energy of North Dakota. I was telling you, I saw an article the other day in the Wall Street Journal about Venezuela bellyaching that they were dropping in oil production and were at the same level, on par with North Dakota. Just wrap your mind around that a moment, folks. North Dakota and Venezuela, same oil output. Incredible what's going on. Same thing on natural gas. All of that is helping meet America's demand. And the North Dakota Petroleum Council says, hey, we want to use our talent and resources wisely. We want to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. We want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. And all of that is happening with the Energy of North Dakota. You can find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Strasburg is where we go next. And Robin. Robin, how are you? Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Can now.
I can hear you, Robin. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I was wondering, the other day when Schumer and Pelosi had their meeting in the Oval Office with President Trump, Schumer, Senator Schumer, cut down North Dakota and Indiana pretty good. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about, you know, a possible apology from him or if our state representative or has anybody even confronted Schumer about what he said. If you're not aware, I mean, I'm sure you are, but when he was in the Oval Office, he said if Trump has to brag about winning North Dakota and Indiana, then he's in real trouble. And nobody's called him out on it or anything.
Yeah, no, we did play the clip here and talk a little bit about it on the air earlier in the week, so I know exactly what you're talking about. It was, embarrassingly idiotic on the part of Chuck Schumer, and I think an example of they're not there to try and negotiate a deal on the budget or the $5 billion or the spending, averting a government shutdown. They're there to take pot shots at the President of the United States. And
yeah,
that
exactly
was a pot shot not only at the President, but at North Dakota as well. So, you know, I too now, what I received right after it happened, a ton of feedback from people who were really mad and wanted Senator Hoeven, Senator-elect Cramer, and Congressman Armstrong, elect as well, he gets sworn in on the 3rd of January, to do something about it, right? And to say something about it and to take him on or send a letter or whatever. And I've not heard if anything's happened, but I share your disgust with the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really kind of surprising because, you know, Vice President Pence, he's from Indiana, and you would think that he would have interjected something there too. But, you know, I don't know. It's just a sad thing. But, yeah, I was just kind of curious if you heard anything. I know you talked to Senator soon-to-be Cramer a lot, and I thought maybe he mentioned it to you, or I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I don't either. Robin. By the way, since you're from Strasburg, I can't let you go without asking you if you know Milo.
If I know who?
Milo.
Sorry, I didn't. Hudson Bueller.
The world famous Milo Hudson Bueller?
The Strasburg superstar.
Sure. He comes here and makes appearances every now and then. Yeah, he's a good guy. Quite a character.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Okay, well,
okay, sounds good.
I won't take
any
more
of your
time. I was just curious if you heard anything.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Kind of a Milo groupie, Todd, you know what I'm saying? Did we talk about Milo guest hosting one time for me? Didn't we talk about having him, like, I think we talked to him about guest hosting.
I have had him fill in for me in the afternoon a few times, and always entertaining.
Yeah. Might have to revisit that. Let's talk to Ralph in Gladstone. What's on your mind, Ralph?
Well, I called in yesterday to talk to the troopers, but you ran out of time and I didn't get on anymore. But what I want to say is these people out there with these bright headlights, please, please, please dim them. I mean, they're a traffic hazard out there. Somebody somewhere along the line is going to get killed because of them, yet if they already haven't. And if you got I know some of the vehicles, even on dim, their dims are so terribly bright too yet. If you're in that situation, go to your dealer or go to some garage and get them aimed right or something, because they're a hazard, and so that could cause a terrible accident.
Yes, Ralph, that came up yesterday, but I appreciate you adding to that. I don't know what it is with lights, but it's probably the two most controversial things we talk about with the troopers not having lights on when the weather is bad, which, by the way, is the law, and then not dimming of the lights when they're supposed to be, which also is the law, although on the interstate it's not. You can leave your brights on, but common courtesy says, you know, you probably should change that.
Well,
I hear you, Ralph, and I'm sorry you didn't get on yesterday. It was a busy show, lots of calls. Frank in South Dakota, what's up? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, Scott. I haven't been able to hear your program fully the last few days, but has anybody talked about this call-in at Michael Savage's show where we used to have war bonds, and they suggested selling wall bonds to pay for the wall? Have you talked about that any?
We have a little bit, because there's been people who've called and suggested that as a solution.
Okay.
You know, different ideas on how you could fund it publicly. And obviously you probably need to all gather around one and say, let's go. But I've not heard Trump say anything about it. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I think it sounds pretty good. I don't know. It'd be like borrowing to the government, so I suppose it'd have to be approved by the Congress, too. I don't know, but they just as well, if people want to give something to that project and set it up officially for that, you'd be surprised how much money might come up and stop all this bickering. The truth is they really don't want the wall because they want the new voters, and that's what the problem is.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want it. They're not going to give Trump the win, so it's the swamp. That's what I'm a little frustrated about. What's our way around that? I mean, this is one way. Pay for it ourselves, I guess. Brenda, let me get you in here real quick. I've got about 20 seconds for you. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I'm just talking about Schumer when he criticized, or not criticized, but made a joke of North Dakota, Indiana. But he had no problem with Hillary when he gave her the high five for abortion, and now she's gone, and he thinks we're nothing anymore. So I would like to, that just irritates me.
You and me both. And it was Heidi Heitkamp that Chuck Schumer gave the high five to.
Yep. Now North Dakota's
thanks.
No.
We want to know what's on
thanks,
your
Brenda.
Mind.
More coming up. David, Canada after this. Don't go away.
228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour in number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's former Republican Governor Chris Christie is said to lead the list of those being considered for the White House Chief of Staff job to succeed John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year. Axios is reporting that Christie was in D.C. this week and met with President Trump to discuss the opportunity. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen saying President Trump directed him to make hush money payments to two women in the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election. He speaks on an ABC Good Morning America interview.
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter
came about 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. And I wait all night till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow. Well, Mom and Daddy share a kiss under the mistletoe. And we'll cherish all these simple things wherever we may be. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas.
We are oh so close to Christmas. That's why we're in Henning, Minnesota today, talking about the magical Medora Christmas Tour for 2018. They have 9 stops, 11 shows remaining in this year's tour. So they're about wrapping up, folks. They are less than half of their remaining shows, which is why we want to tell you about the dates and let you know when it's happening. We'll be talking more about that as we go throughout the program today. We also have Monday on the program. Let me just go through next week here for you. Dick Morris on Wednesday. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer on Wednesday. Dick has a new book out, by the way. So we'll be talking to him about that. And the Vision Zero program will be in our focus coming up a week from today, because Ashley Doan, Traffic Safety Public Officer, and Sergeant Wade Cattermas from the North Dakota Highway Patrol will be here to talk a little bit about that. Todd will not be on part of that program because he is going to leave for a few days. See, he leaves before Christmas. I leave after Christmas. See how that works? My little annual...
Well, actually, we'll both be gone the 26th, I guess, then.
Yeah, that's right. Remember when we ran into each other at Mall of America one time?
Yeah, I thought that was epic. All the places in the world, you and I run into each other at MLA. That was epic.
Exactly right. January brings a trip for me to the CPR AED first aid training course that the North Dakota Safety Council is putting on. I'll be at this one's in Fargo. They have them all over. And I'd encourage you to go to ndsc.org, and take a look at the schedule. But if you would like to learn right alongside me, we're actually going to do that and do the show. Isn't it... January 18th? When are we doing that exactly? 16th, okay. January 16th. So mark that on your calendar. That's a Fargo one, but there's many of them to choose from. And here's the deal. Whether it's AED, CPR, first aid training like I'm doing, or whether it's something else, the key is all the North Dakota Safety Council does is train people to make you safer, to save lives. So it's life-saving. WSI, same thing. Of course, WSI working with employers. So find out more online and join the safety team, would you? Okay, Dave in Canada, I wanted to get in before our next guest. Dave, what's on your mind?
To let you and Todd use your intellect a little bit, I got a question. So if Putin had a wife and he got her pregnant and then he sent her to America and she had her baby while she was on our shores, would Chuck and Nancy want to give him citizenship?
You should ask him. That'd be a good question. Yeah.
Hey, one last quick thing. 1090 out here in Tioga, it gets overridden by a different radio station quite often. You don't have to be all that far away from Tioga for that to happen. And it seems to be kind of timed out that it happens a lot during Mark Lindell's show in the morning, during Rush's show in the midday, and then again when Mark Levin comes on.
One thing I want to tell you about AM radio is every AM radio station signals become a little bit challenged at night because there's interference from other stations. Todd was just talking about we had a call from Watford City with a concern about the same thing. They were listening to 1090 in Watford City and said there was some interference. We said try 550. But Todd is taking calls from folks. What's the station in Canada, Todd, at 540?
There's a 540 in Regina, the CBC station up there. That's an immense blowtorch. So once you start getting, you know, especially once you get northwest of Minot, any direction up there, then the two start kind of playing, you know, havoc with each other.
Yeah, so I don't know, but that should be happening during rush. I mean, that's the middle of the day with the sun coming up, so I don't know what the deal is there. But I'll pass it along to our engineers. I appreciate the fact you're listening, but I always encourage folks, get those apps. You know, if you go to the iHeartMedia app, you go to your app store and do AM 1090 for Tioga, AM 1100 for Fargo, whatever. You go into the KFYR, just KFYR, boom, it's going to come up on iHeartMedia. They're great apps. I mean, they're really good. The quality's incredible. You can put them on your, you know, Bluetooth in the car, and, you know, you will never have a scratchy anything. You know, it's just crystal clear. So give that a shot. Appreciate the call, though, Dave. Thanks so much. And
yeah, you have a good day.
You too. Call again. Dave in Canada. We love our Canadian listeners. More in a moment on what's on your mind with your questions and comments. But first, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. And Chad Willow is here. Chad is a piano accompanist. He's a banjo, sings. Jerry Mason told us earlier that you guys together are starting to cause a little buzz down in Nashville now. They want you to crank out a record or something. Is that what I hear?
That's what Jared was saying. Yeah. You know, it's getting a little crazy. We have a little bit of shenanigans on the stage.
I love it.
So, yeah, it's a good camaraderie up there. All the cats in the show. You know, Bill's at the helm of all of this stuff. And, my gosh, he's like the P.T. Barnum of North Dakota is what I've been calling him lately, because it's quite an adventure when you're on the stage with him.
He is, and he's so passionate about it. Of course, he loves Medora, been part of it for so many decades, and makes those shows. So it's I'm going to call him that when he gets on the show.
Yeah.
What do you want people to know about this show? What should they know? You got 9 venues left, 11 shows, so last chance for this year to see the show. What are they going to see?
We well, as you said, we've been on the road. We've been going steady for these last 3.5 weeks, and we get to the venues, and my gosh, we set the show up, and then bam, we're on. We got all these colorful costumes. I'm sure you talked to Emily a little bit. She's got all these fantastic dresses. We're changing, like, every time we go off stage, we're changing good costume stuff. And then the music starts, and we come out, and we got the banjos playing, the pianos playing. Emily and Job are singing, Jared singing. I got a really low voice, especially in the morning. If we did a lot of shows in the morning, I'd have the best lowest voice ever. But so I do what I can, in the evening. It's a whole, 12 hours later. But, yeah, just great holiday music, magic. Bill does the magic. He keeps us all together. A couple special surprises, a little bit of dueling with Jared. And, yeah, it's a really good time. There might even be a big white coat. Just look for that.
What do you get from the big white coat?
Yeah, teaser. Yeah.
what do you get from the audience in a show like this?
Oh, my gosh. It's great. We do the show. We watch their faces from the stage, and you just see their eyes light up, and you see them connecting with the music, connecting with what's happening on stage. And then at the end of the show, we go out into the lobby as the people are leaving and shake their hands and say thanks for coming and those kinds of things. And these comments is thank you for bringing Christmas to us in our town and the towns that we're at. And It's just magical. They're just having such a fun time. Thus the name, Magical Medora Christmas. It really is.
Now, you've been a part of the musical director and creating the Medora magic over the years and mm-hmm. take a break every now and then and then come back and join the show. Is what you do and what, you know, Bill and Emily and Job and Jared and everybody are doing as part of the show, just Medora in general, is that unique right now? Is that pretty unusual in the entertainment world?
This kind of show, yeah, it seems like it's kind of a show, maybe kind of a throwback kind of show, maybe like Branson used to do shows like that. I still think they do some, but it's a really wholesome family show, and it's great to be part of that and you know, continuing this tradition. And yeah, so when Pilo puts the show together, he's like, this is what we want, this is the theme we want. And then, like I'm sure you heard, this is the gift is the theme this year. So it's all just really really great family entertainment.
You're going to love this show, folks. Hope you take it in. There's a lot of shows left, not a little less than when they started, but Henning, Minnesota is the base right now for about four shows that are happening tonight in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, the first one. By the way, do you like Henning? Do you like Battle Lake? Do you like these small towns?
This is great. These small towns are awesome. I grew up in Two Harbors, Minnesota, which is a town of 4,000 people, so this is where I come from. It's great, yeah. So I like these little places.
That's neat. 800 people in the community of Henning.
Oh, my gosh.
And on Sunday night, 700 will be in the school.
Oh, that's a good percentage.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty great. Wow.
I just love that. So Detroit Lakes tonight, Alex tomorrow night, Henning on Sunday, Wahpeton on Monday, Jamestown on Tuesday, Bismarck for two shows on the 19th. So, folks, Dan's Supermarket for your tickets. I know Fergus has already sold out. Valley City the 20th, Fergus Falls on the 21st, and then down to the Twin Cities for the final two shows on December 22nd. The 3 and 7:30 in Bloomington, Minnesota. Medora.com or the tickets available in each of the communities as well. Anything else you want to tell us, Chad?
Oh, my gosh. Just hope to see you out there in the audience. Your smiling face, and we'll smile right back at you.
Keep up the great work you guys are doing, providing a lot of great entertainment. It's great fun.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, thank you. Medora.com, all the details for that, by the way. Let's see. Somebody had a question on a Christmas song. I'm sure Todd can answer. Fred, tell me your question, Fred. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Just sitting kind of at the end of the last break, you guys were playing a song. I think the name was probably like That's Christmas to Me.
But it was that is the name.
And I'm wondering if you can tell me who sings that so I could, like, Google it.
Yes, I can tell you. It's Pentatonix.
That's Pentatonix. Okay.
Pentatonix.
Well, that's my question today, fellas.
That's quite all right. That's a good little song. You can sing along with their a cappella. They're great. They're wonderful.
That's a beautiful song. So anyway, you guys have a great day and a great Christmas, okay?
You too.
Take care.
Yeah.
Jeff in Fargo, question, comment. Go ahead. You're up.
I'm just curious. I didn't get a chance to talk to you in person about the library out in Medora, the $50 million library. And I heard your response. You were pro for it. I don't know how you can justify it. $50 million is a lot of money. What did we build the city hall for in Fargo?
Well, here's the difference, though. People don't come from all over to see the city hall in Fargo. People will come from all over to see the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library.
When's the last time you went on vacation to a presidential library?
Well, you don't want to ask me that question because I've done it.
Well, he's shooting for like our own little Mount Rushmore is what he's shooting for.
Hang on, Jeff. We'll talk about more of this on the other side of the break. Simi Valley, California, took a family vacation to go see the Reagan Library. So it does happen.
You would.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Bismarck Val Mayhus Auditorium at 3 and 7:30 Wednesday, December 19th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Dan's Supermarkets in Bismarck Mandan and Medora.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your alarm goes off. Am I live, Daniel? Are we live? We're good. Okay. When your alarm goes off, there's two ways you can feel. You can feel like, no, it can't be. No, it can't be. No, there's no way. I still feel sleepy. I'm tired. This is awful. Or it can be like, all right, let's go. Let's go meet the day. Let's just pop out of bed and you're fired up and raring to go. Guess what? My pillow. Make sure you get the ladder. Not the former. And, what the heck was that? Get the Clydesdale horses loose in your studio there, Todd, or what the
hell? Well, there's something that wants to stick the play button on. Sure. Okay, well, I'll get it to shut off one way or another. Just like an old TV, just smack it on the side a little bit.
the Archie Bunker approach to fixing a TV.
Exactly.
Smack it one more.
It worked for me. Dad smacked me. It worked.
My alarm goes off this morning at 4:45. Okay. And I am like, yes, let's go. Boom. Henning, Minnesota, here we come. Talking Magical Medora Christmas Tour because I'm sleeping on a MyPillow mattress topper. Because I have MyPillow pillows. And right now, best Christmas gift ever, ever, you get the mattress topper 30% off. They throw in two standard pillows. It's a great deal. 30% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. No risk in this. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. That's how Mike Lindell does it. Okay, back to Jeff in Fargo. Concerned about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library proposal to go Dickinson, Medora, entrance to the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. There's a lot of national interest in this. Largely because it doesn't have a library right now, and folks love Medora, so there would be some national dollars that would flow with this. The park, the national parks system is behind it. So, but I think the big issue, Jeff, I assume for you, you're saying $50 million is too much money to spend from the state for a library at the park. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not aware. Is it all state money, or is some of it going to be federal matched, or what's the skinny?
Yeah, so it's a $150 million project, and I think the park system's in. Yes, and I think the park system's in for 50. I don't remember where the other 50 is coming from. Maybe privately raised, but the state there's not. And the $50 million that is quote unquote state money is actually from the legacy fund. It's dollars that have been set aside for projects like this. So it isn't like you're taking it out of an education fund or higher ed or, you know, the roads and bridges or something like that. It meets the criteria of the
So who's going to maintain it after it's built?
Legacy fund. You know, they've got – that's the other thing. The federal government ultimately operates these facilities under this act. We'll do a whole show on it soon. I think it's good to scrutinize it. I think it's good to be concerned. But you're right. I wouldn't want $50 million for a city hall in Fargo. But I think this project, the governor has called it, our Mount Rushmore. That might be, I think what he's saying, what I heard when I heard Doug say, this will be our Mount Rushmore, is that it's a big deal. And people will come here for this. And, you know, I don't think you're going to stare at Mount Rushmore with the same awe that you go to a Theodore Roosevelt, you know, presidential library. But they're pretty darn cool. They really are. I've been to a number of them, and they're people will come to see this. They will, and especially when it's right on the interstate and right at the entrance of the park. So I think it'll be a great addition.
It's going to take a lot of people to pay for $50 million.
You're saying for to attend the place to come?
Yeah, to make it justifiable to pay for it.
Yeah. Again, how do you quantify? What are you looking for? Is it people that come here that otherwise wouldn't? Do they stay longer? It enhances the park. So you got to look at value and all of that. But all these are good questions. I'm not suggesting that you ought not be concerned about any of it. And maybe we'll schedule something very quick with some folks just to learn some of the details of, you know, who does maintain it and the cost and the revenue and also the legacy fund. We need to make sure people understand what that's all about. So good questions, Jeff. I appreciate your call. Marion Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, Mary. Are you there? Hi.
Yes, I am.
Well, good.
Yes, I just want to give a little background on me. I've been a nurse for just over 10 years. I've spent the majority of my career in the long-term care field. And I'm just really concerned with the budget that they passed for that 1% of if they really do realize those small-town nursing homes are going to be struggling very much. And if they do have to close, where do they plan on putting some of these people?
We need some better solutions. We need some better solutions. I lost my mom not that long ago, and she spent a few years in a memory care facility. and they were marvelous. I mean, it was, she was at Bethany. The care was incredible. But the costs are unbelievable, and they're the costs everywhere. And so the whole system is in need of a reform and a reboot. So I don't think we say we can't cut, otherwise they'll close. We say, how can we do this more efficiently? How can we do it better? How can it make some sense? I think that's the conversation that we have to have. But it's another good one for our upcoming legislative session and a future program, Mary. Thanks for bringing it up. More after this and What's on Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.